Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Are you still full speed ahead on mandates for essential workers to get vaccinated?
It is very important to get these people vaccinated. There is a plan, should these people not want to be vaccinated, towards education and counseling to get people the information they need.
Let the re-education begin.
I tend to believe that this is the most excessive abuse of presidential federal overreach.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Save our country!
Save our freedom!
Supposed to be over here. I like Legos.
Yes.
I like Legos.
What am I doing here?
Hey, Legos.
I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, one reason I read the New York Post is there's a lot of news in there that I can't get anywhere else. Like, in the New York Times, have they had anything about the State Department informing the congressional staffers that there are 368 Americans left in Afghanistan, 178 of whom wish to leave? 107? No. No, there's nothing about it. Does the New York Times have anything about the $457,000 fence for Joe's summer home in Rehoboth, Delaware, 32 Farview? No, nothing about that. Did the New York Times have anything to say about the standing room only crowds yesterday at Hunter Biden's art show yesterday? Three people showed up. Osvaldo Jimenez of upstate Hamden was among several people denied admission to the gallery yesterday, after which he spent time with his wife peering inside through the windows. The best thing they did was not let me in, he said. He then pointed in the direction of Prince Street, this is downtown, and added, there's a booth over there that has better work than this bleep. So the guy who owns the gallery came out. We've told you about him, Georges Burgess. He came out to talk to the Post, and they took a picture of him. And do you know what he was wearing? He was wearing a baseball cap from Camp David. The guy's a jailbird, and he was at Camp David. But, I mean, who else would Hunter Biden be associating with? He ought to be a jailbird himself. If he wasn't the vice president's or the president's son, he would be a jailbird. All right, time now for the Chump Line. Three people showed up for the exhibit.
Biden-Harris, the administration that is anti-freedom but pro-freedom.
Yes, very well put.
Talk about a Fauci ouchie. Thank God you're not a beagle.
Yeah, we'll get back to that in a minute. Ron DeSantis, we'll have the sound cut shortly, called him a mad scientist today. Where do we get that one? Just in time for Halloween. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, fully supporting a father's right to paternity leave on the birth or adoption of a new child. Families are the backbone of our country, but throughout history, generations of new fathers have answered the call of duty during national crises. Just saying.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. You know, I'm glad I'm not governor anymore. If I had issued this vaccine mandate back in my day, the toll takers probably would have banded together and gone out on disability by dropping the cash drawers on their feet. Thank gosh for gantries. We're going to be fine.
You know what? I hadn't even thought about that. But could any more toll takers have dropped the cash drawers on their feet than did so when you were governor? I don't think so, Deval. Actually, most of them dropped it on their feet when Mitt Romney was governor. By the time you became governor, most of them had already gone out on disability.
Thanks to Joe Biden, looks like the only thing little Johnny's getting for Christmas is the jab.
Yes, indeed. Is Biden going to come back to that school he was at in New Jersey today and tell the little kids that Santa couldn't make it because he was paying everybody too much money so that the elves didn't bother to make any toys for this Christmas?
Most Republicans are all half no cattle, at least the ones that go along with this left-wing prattle. As long as the Dems have these hidden gems, we'll continue to hear our country's death rattle.
Ooh, that's a very bleak message today, Limerick Guy.
Walls for me, not for thee.
What did he say, rules? Oh, walls. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I missed that. Yes, walls for thee, meaning to keep you out of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. But, you know, if it's an illegal alien fentanyl dealer who wants to go on welfare and has a tattoo on his neck and is wanted on rape warrants in El Paso and Tucson and L.A., then it's not okay.
Say what you want about Michael Vick, but at least he gave the dogs a fighting chance.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that. What happened to PETA? You know, PETA used to be all over stuff like this. And I haven't heard a peep out of PETA about these horrible experiments that Fauci was apparently paying for in Tunisia. It's kind of like the Mothers Against Drunk Driving when it was American fathers who were drunk driving or allegedly drunk driving. They were all over it. They were picketing the courthouses. Now it's mainly illegal aliens killing people in drunk driving. And Mothers Against Drunk Driving has gone MIA.
There's no supply chain crisis. That reminds me of Corn Pop, who was a bad dude. I confronted him with a supply chain wrapped around my forearm.
Can we have a little bit of Biden whispering today and then yelling in one sound cut? Taylor, cut 27.
Everybody talks about children, and Josh has heard me say it. I view it as a tax cut for middle-class families. A tax cut. We never have an argument when we talk about the wealthy. This is a tax cut. It changes the lives of the American people.
Yeah, it makes them dependent on government. Makes their lives worse. They come to rely on the weekly or monthly check, just like they did back in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s when they all became drug dependent and had illegitimate kids who ended up getting into trouble. Yeah, it affects their lives all right.
I was feeling nostalgic, longing for the good old days. So I took a trip to New York City. It's great. It's just like the 70s again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful, isn't it? It's a lot of laughs. Thank you. Thank you, Joe Biden, for bringing back that 70s show.
So who does that Massachusetts Commissioner of Corrections think those inmates are? Illegal aliens or something?
Yeah, I don't think the illegal aliens are being paid to take the shot. They're just being paid for everything else. Everything is free in America, but the inmates in Massachusetts were getting 7.5 days good time if they got the jab. Meanwhile, the guards, if they don't get the jab, they're fired.
Andrew Cuomo used to reward his employees, whether they wanted to be or not.
Yes, he did. And now he's gone. He outlived his usefulness. He was a useful idiot. And maybe this is the end of Fauci, too. Maybe he has outlived his usefulness, and now they can get rid of him because of the Beagles.
Taylor, it's Howie. You know, I'm still shaken about what happened on Alex Baldwin's movie set. I remember a very similar thing happening when I was a blockbuster movie star and getting ready to perform my famous pen flip on A Civil Action. The stunt coordinator handed me a gel point instead of a ballpoint. I almost poked out John Travolta's eye.
Doesn't matter to me. I can do it. Gel point, ballpoint, pencil, right-handed, left-handed.
Well, fountain pen.
I don't think I'd want to screw around with a... Now that you mention it, Taylor, I don't think I want to screw around with a fountain pen unless I have the top firmly, the cap firmly on it.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and then next week it'll be Eastern Standard Time, I guess. But all you do is call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more Chump Line messages, you can always do so at 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time when we post Chop Chumps. Those are the extra messages that didn't make the Chump Line just now. Chop Chumps. Get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week urging parents to allow their children to dress up however they wish this Halloween. As much as we love unsolicited advice from as much as the next person, where will the future generations of thespians come from if we deprive them of this ancient ritual?
Say what you want about Michael Vick, but at least he gave the dogs a fighting chance.
Yes, he did. And, you know, where is the equity? I mean, Michael Vick actually went to prison for what he did with dogs. Is Fauci jammed up? I think not. Fauci has more white privilege, certainly, than Michael Vick ever did. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats heart chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crush. Get free shipping, free returns, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the DOJ retract the letter ordering the FBI to investigate school parents?
No, it will not.
83% say no.
Never let a crisis, even a pseudo-crisis, go to waste, right? Okay, we're going to try to, but before we go back to talking about Fauci and these horrible experiments with dogs, I want to play a few more of the Biden cuts. This is from Biden this afternoon at some kind of Amtrak facility again, and talking about the Build Back Pletter Pan, as he calls it.
I'm a train guy.
He's... Yeah, I thought Hunter was the train guy riding that train high on cocaine.
My name is Joe Biden, and I'm a car guy.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say anything. I just came to drive a truck.
And he used to drive an 18-wheeler, you know. That's after he got out of Delaware State as the first white student, after he played Division I football at the University of Delaware. Cut 19.
It's going to help the region's vital maritime industry as well by making
making the movement of ships and bridges safer and more efficient.
It's always good when you can move a bridge safely and efficiently. Cut 24.
Look, we haven't passed the transformative infrastructure bill for a decade. Think about this.
We haven't passed the transformation? The transformation, transformity? What about the preschool? Is that covered in the Build Back Better plan? Cut 25.
Studies show that children who have attended high quality preschool are 50% more likely to finish high school.
High quality. Anyone can have high quality preschool, but Joe Biden is promising high quality. Cut 28.
This initiative is about betting on America, about believing in America, about believing in the American people.
Abalat believing in America. Can I hear that one again? Abalat, that's a new word.
Believing in America, about believing in the American people.
Abalat. Abalat believing
is that, in... Is that pig Latin?
Ixnay. That's pig Latin. I don't think it is. Is it? If it was pig Latin, I don't know. You could be right. And then, of course, he has to wrap it up the way he usually does, although sometimes he does it more glibly than the other times. Cut 29.
God bless our America and God bless our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless our America. Okay. And now let's go back to the school today. Where are you in the right place, Joe? Cut one.
I'm supposed to be over here.
Am I supposed to be over here? Then he talks to the school kids about reporters, like he has real reporters covering him, right? He's pretending that he has a press corps that will hold him to account, hold his feet to the fire. What a joke. Cut four.
You know, when you're president, see all these people here? They're with you all the time. They get to ask you all kinds of questions, and you try to figure out how you can avoid answering them sometimes.
That's why I pretend to be senile, because no one expects me to answer them. Haven't I done a good job for the last 9 months? Cut five.
By the way, you see this man here? He's the governor of the state.
Murphy.
He runs the state. And this is his wife who runs him and me and everybody else. Anyway, well.
I'm not kidding. My word is a Biden. My word is a Biden. Cut eight.
Whether it's the Build Back Better portion or the infrastructure portion.
can we quote you on that, Mr. President?
Beginning back in the late 1800s and the early 1900s.
I've heard that one before. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So, you know, I'm not going to get into what they were doing with the dogs with the beagles in Tunisia, but I will explain if you haven't heard. It's pretty appalling.
Poor dog died.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, St. Anthony Fauci, is facing calls from a bipartisan group of legislators to respond to allegations that his National Institutes of Health division provided a grant to a lab in Tunisia to torture and kill dozens of beagle puppies for twisted scientific experiments. In a letter to the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace and 23 colleagues addressed their, quote, grave concerns about reports of costly, cruel, and unnecessary taxpayer-funded experiments on dogs. According to, this is the quote, according to documents obtained via a Freedom of Information Act request by taxpayer watchdog group White Coat Waste Project, and subsequent media coverage from October 2018 until February 2019, NIAID spent $1.6 million in taxpayer funds on drug tests involving 44 Beagle puppies. And I just don't want to get into it. It's too gross. But I mean, can you imagine if someone in the Trump administration had done this? I mean, again, where is PETA? People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. They're not saying anything. This is like ACLU doesn't care anymore about free speech issues. And Mothers Against Drunk Driving doesn't care anything more about drunk driving if it involves illegal aliens. Now he gets a pass on this. We can open up the lines and let people talk about this. I'm not even sure this is the end for Fauci. Who's gonna come out and castigate him? And this truly is a bipartisan letter. I mean, that guy Steve Cohen, the guy who dressed up as the Chicken Man from Memphis, he signed this letter. One of the nutty Democrat females from Ohio signed the letter. You know, this is terrible. And the thing is, I remember when, I'm dating myself here, when Lyndon Johnson was president, he used to go down to Texas. He had the ranch down there, and he had these two beagles on the ranch, and they were called Him and Her. You know, funny names. And one day he was just goofing around down at the ranch on a weekend. And he said something like, this is what I do when I want him to do something for me. And he grabbed one of them by the ears, and he picked up the dog, held it up. Didn't hold it up in the air, but just got it off on its back legs and was pulling it up by the ears. And I mean, people went crazy. And that was it was a much tougher country then. Much less drugged out country, much less welfare dependent country in 1964 and 1965 than it is today. But now what is this? What's happening here? 844-500-4242-978 says, I physically called PETA today. They said their phones are blowing up about Dr. Fauci. I told them if I didn't see public pushback that I will no longer be donating to their cause. This is just so bad. But on the other hand, I mean, if it gets rid of Fauci, you know, there's a silver lining to this extremely dark cloud with, torturing these puppies. And, you know, one thing they were doing is, I will say this, they were cutting their vocal cords. The dogs were howling because they were being so ill-treated, so painfully tortured. And so they cut their vocal cords. And you may know this, you probably do know this, that, you know, the American Veterinary Association has said that's no longer acceptable behavior. I think it's done only in the rarest of cases now, cutting a dog's vocal cords. It used to be fairly common. It was like cutting, dogs don't have their tails cut off as much anymore. People take better care of animals than they used to. But Fauci doesn't care, you know? And, you know, I know maybe PETA is thinking to themselves, I've seen slogans that they have, I think a chicken is a pig, is a dog, is a boy, meaning that, you know, all sentient beings are the same. But no, I don't think so. I don't think a chicken. I used to have a chicken. I've had chickens and I've had dogs, and there is not much similarity in the forms of being sentient between a chicken and a dog.
You sound like James Taylor. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen chicken and I've seen dogs.
Grace, I've just been around a long time, and I own chickens. If you had ever owned chickens, you would know the difference between.
I'm sure. I'm actually very afraid of chickens. I don't know how people pick them up. They move their necks so fast. It's frightening. But why I was coming on here, Howie, is because remember when Trump was president and he got so much grief for not being a dog person? Like, he didn't have a dog.
Right.
And when you think about this White House with all the incidences with, like, dogs and Major or whatever that dog's name was, compared to the good old days of Conan the German Shepherd. And I saw a picture today of Trump in the Oval Office holding a beagle. I mean, PETA had a lot less to worry about when Trump was in charge.
Yeah.
It was a more dog-friendly presidency, for sure.
And yeah, Trump was great to that dog when he brought it in, the dog that tracked down Baghdadi, right?
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Yeah, Trump would never think of doing that to a dog. And Fauci is just going to, you know, laugh it off. I'm sure he's going to laugh it off when he's called out on this. This is really bad, what he did. But, you know, again, this might bring him down.
Howie, you know what he's going to say? He's going to do the same thing he always does. Like, oh, you are so misinformed on that. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's so much more complicated. Like, we don't get it. We're too dumb to understand why we need to torture dogs with sand flies or sand fleas or whatever.
Right. And again, I don't even want to get into what the experiments were, because Grace just got a lot of blowback about it today. But again, remember Michael Vick. And again, I'm not defending Michael Vick, the former quarterback. He went to prison for having dogs and training them to fight. I'm not defending what he did, but he went to prison, and everybody in the United States hated him.
Yeah, and he paid his debt to society. He did his time. There was a repercussion for his horrible actions.
Right.
And I always think when someone goes to jail and then they come out, if they pay their time, I always think they deserve a second chance. Everyone has demons, but what people just don't like that there's never any repercussions for these. There's never any accountability. That's what's so different now. It's like, You hear these horrible stories and you know that no one's ever going to have to pay the piper.
It's like Fauci saying everybody can't have Christmas, they can't have Halloween, they can't have anything. And then he goes and throws the first pitch out and goes and sits in the stands not wearing a mask. And now his agency has given out all this money to torture dogs, and he's not going to pay a price because he's got the Democrat privilege. But, you know, the thing is, though, I think, don't you think, though, Grace, that he's kind of worn out his welcome, kind of like Cuomo, right? Cuomo was a useful idiot when they had to go after Trump.
Yeah, the tide is turning. I mean, you could tell after the Christmas thing that people were just on both sides, I think, were, you know, he was on thin ice. And he knew it, too. That's why he came back so quick.
So the women were used or were somehow utilized to get rid of Cuomo. And now Fauci, who was also far outlived his usefulness and has worn out his welcome, so to speak, it's time for him to go. And I guess this is how they're going to get rid of him, maybe.
Yeah, Howie, I think the comparison to Cuomo is so perfect. And one of my callers brought that up earlier today. It's like it's a more convenient way for the left to get rid of him rather than having to go into all of his other, you know, sins that he's done to the American people.
The sins that they are complicit in, that they are co-conspirators in. They didn't have anything to do with these dog experiments in Tunisia.
So
nobody knew about
this. This is an easy out for them to say, oh, that's really bad. And then, you know, file it away in the dustbins of history.
Just like they weren't in the executive mansion in Albany when he called up the female staffer who's in her 20s to fix his cell phone or whatever was wrong with it. Right. They could get rid of him for that. I don't know. This is pretty bad. So what do you think of this? How bad is this? And you know, it's really horrible that he would sign off on this. 844-500-4242. And where are the people with the Fauci votive candles and the Fauci prayer cloths and all the rest of that crap? What are you going to do about this now? Yeah, let's play the DeSantis. We've got Ron DeSantis was talking about this today and down at a press conference in, I think, Venice, Florida. So here's Governor DeSantis talking about this. Go ahead.
You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this and then come to find out what else is Fauci and NIH doing. They're doing cruel experiments on puppies. What they were doing with those puppies is flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop. I cannot believe American tax dollars would go to treat those dogs the way those dogs would be treated. And, you know, I really think Fauci needs to be held accountable. These people, these bureaucrats, they don't get to just run wild and do whatever the hell they want to with our tax dollars.
Of course, the problem, as he well knows, is that they do. This is what's got to be stopped. You can't have people staying in these hack positions with all this power, making all this dough, $416,000 a year for over 50 years, and just turning into narcissistic megalomaniacs, which is what he is. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, how you doing today?
Good.
You know, I think the fault here really goes to the American people. You know, we can blame Fauci all we want, but the truth is we're all at fault. You know, our government is a two-headed snake, and one's called the Republican Party, one's called the Democrat Party. And, you know, we can argue all we want, but they're both bad, and they're both bad for America.
I would say it's a uniparty, though, Paul, isn't it? Ultimately, a uniparty. It's one party. It's the incumbents. I mean, this guy Fauci has never left the Beltway in 52 years or 53 years.
And Howie, that's exactly my point. What do we expect we're going to get when we keep voting Joe Biden into office? He's what has he been in there since 1978? I was
72.
Seventy-two.
Okay. He was finishing up his first term when you were born.
Howie, you know what I'm saying? How pathetic is that? And whose fault is that? It's the American people, man. I mean, we have no one to blame but ourselves. It's fun to put Fauci up on the pedestal and crucify him and stuff like that, but it's us. We are not going to stop voting this way. We are not going to stop saying, hey, who do we want to try out again, you know? It's going to be the same crap over and over and over. Basically, my simple point is the country is in ruin, and it's our own fault.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the old line is in a democracy, the people get what they deserve. And there's, yeah, you're right. You're right, Paul. There's a lot of truth to that. Thanks for the call. My friends at Balance 7 are doing something they've never done before. They are taking $10 off plus free shipping on their 32-ounce supply bottle to make it even more affordable for listeners to try. This 11-day supply will cost you less than $20. Balance 7 gives me more energy than coffee, and with this price, it costs less than a cup of coffee, too. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. One listener writes, I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and within 2 weeks, I started enjoying activities like hiking again. I headed back to Florida a few weeks ago, and I took four jugs with me. That's how much I love it. And so do most of the listeners. You would be amazed by how many people buy one order of Balance 7 just to try it out, and they keep buying it. It has an amazing rate of people buying it again and again and again because it's that good. It makes you feel that much better. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often at remotes, listeners thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference within 72 hours. If you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. The best way to describe it is you'll feel better when you start taking Balance 7 three times a day. It just works wonders. This special is for 1 week only, so order today at balance7.com and put in code Howie10 for $10 off and free shipping. Order today and save $10 off their 11-day supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
What is Fauci going to say? Is he going to say, like Grace just said, that...
You don't understand what's going on. With all due respect, Senator or Congresswoman, you don't know what's going on.
Or is he going to say, I'm shocked to learn this was going on. I'm shocked to learn that gambling was going on in the casino. We're gonna not torture any more beagle puppies anymore. But, you know, whatever, he'll be allowed to escape. I mean,
he'll probably just flip-flop on a mandate or something, and then everybody will get up in arms over that, saying, oh, we don't have to wear the masks inside anymore. Look at that.
Yeah, that's a good point, Taylor. He's always got that in his back pocket. That's his get out of jail free card. I've decided everybody could do whatever they want on Halloween. You can have any kind of parties you want on Halloween on Sunday night. So then everybody will leave him alone. And of course, this story will never appear in the New York Times or the Washington Post. I wonder if it's on CNN or MSNBC tonight. I kind of doubt it. 844-500-4242-860. I think Fauci is screwed. Remember the story about some jerk that beat up his girlfriend and got probation for that, but he kicked her dog and got a year for kicking the dog? There's a lot of newspapers. They'll always keep a dog story. Any story about a dog or a cat gets a lot more readership than a story about a human being.
Howie, I said this earlier today, but there's a movie that I saw in theaters called A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, Bradley Cooper kills himself, the character. Yeah. Oh, sorry, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it by now, it's pretty old. But when the dog is in it, the dog doesn't even die. The dog just witnesses the main character's death. And everyone in the theater was like, oh! He left the dog with a giant steak on a plate. And then died, and people were still upset that the dog had to witness someone dying. That's how passionate people get when dogs are on the screen. I was looking around like, are people upset that he died or that the dog saw it?
I know. This is the closest he's come to the end of the line. I still think he'll survive, but this was a big mistake on his part. Thanks for the call. Johnny O, thanks, Grace. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering where PETA is on this, because I get on your show on Thanksgiving, and I'm a bull hunter, and Bruce always jumps down my throat about that's the worst way to kill an animal is with a bow and arrow. And where are these guys? Where's their big closed mouths now?
I don't know, Johnny O. They're with the Mothers Against Drunk Driving and the ACLU. They've all gone missing, you know? And I don't think we're going to find them anytime soon. Not as long as Dementia Joe Biden is in the White House. Thanks for the call, Johnny O. Thanks for coming in, Grace, too. I'm Howie Carr.